Damn it. Missed low. Godardine's run away. What a hell of a slope it is in this flare. That's worse than our yesterday. The sooner we get the hell out of here across the Marshall College, the better. Oh, give us peace. Well, you never get a minute's peace in this place. Hello, planning department, city council. Aberdeen City and Shire, a brighter outlook? Fitz that? You used to have a bright outlook, but you bide in Queen's Road across the Wifey Kettleston. And now you hinna got on the outlook of a. Oh, who am I speaking to, please? A Mr. Dawson. Well, Mr. Dawson, that's just sour grapes, if you ask me. There is nae point in being bitter. You'll get nae peace of mind until you move on. Mm-hmm. And nae natural light till you move hoose. Fitz that? You think it Kepleston looks like an open prison? And you're wondering, Fit, why it ever got planning approval? Oh, well, I'll happily give you our reasons, Mr. Dawson. The reasons is very simple. Mm-hmm. We made a total arse of it. Oh, we just made a collop of it, Mr. Dawson. Oh, why, I really cannot apologise enough. You see, when Stuart E. Milne came into my office, Ken, and he showed me the scheme he laid out, Ken, and I thought to myself, God almighty, the boy's gone off his head. 300,000 for those tiny little things, Ken. Because they were tiny, Mr. Dawson, Ken, like dolls' hooses, Ken. I says to him, Stuarty, you can hear your permission, but you'll never shift him. Ken. It was only since he'd gone, Ken, I looked again at this thing and I saw down in the corner 1 to 250. And I called the boys in the department 10 and I said, look at it, that's near the size of it, Ken. It's just a scale model. God, it was a tonic, Mr. Dawson, it really was. And you ken something else? Every time I drive out that road now, it minds me in that day, and I have a good laugh. Oh, aye. Because they're nae tiny wee things. They're great muckle blocks. Oh, God, they're an awful bloody sight. Just damnable. Mm-hmm. Oh, aye. Oh, but they're up new. God, there's nothing I can do about it new. No, no, no. You should have objected at the time. Oh, you did object at the time. Oh, I see. Oh, well, I don't have minty here. Are we here, looky? Here we go. Dawson Queen's Road. You wrote in a lot, Mr. Dawson. What's that? Because you never got a reply. Oh, well, again, there is a very simple reason for that, Mr. Dawson. Mm-hmm. I never read your objections. No, no, no. Or as we planning professionals would cry them, your shitey letters. I'm looking at them for the very first time now, Mr. Dawson. And if it is any consolation at all, Mr. Dawson, you do write a very good shitey letter, aye. I'm looking at them for the very first time now, and you ken something. See, if I'd read them at the time, for the help they would have been to me, you ken that. Fit, why did I nae read them? Well, that is a rather impertinent question, if you ask me. I mean, do you think we sit around here doing nothing all day? Oh, we has rushed off our feet here. Oh, fit with the first bus HQ and the Western Peripheral Route, and I myself have been heavily involved in Donald Trump's golf course, of course. Aye, so that's fit why your letters weren't read, aye? So I guess you could say your objections were trumped. Fits that, though? Oh, but Kepleston wasn't the main reason you were phoning, right? You were phoning to see how you'd get on with your own application for planning permission for an extension. Oh, well, we'll easily be able to help you with that, Mr. Dawson. Yes, sir. Where did you send it in, now? A brown paper envelope. Oh, that's near a lot of help here. There's a hell of a lot of brown paper envelopes kicking about here, Ken. I don't know, minty. God, there's money in that, Dean. Hmm. Oh, I know, here we go. Yes, I das in Queen's Road, yes. Oh, that's a very handsome proposal, that is. Oh, yes, your architect's doing you proud there. I think I have it. I'll look at this afore. Oh, yes, here we go. There is a letter here ready to come out to you, Mr. Dawson. Oh, yes, I'll easily tell you. Yes, Mr. Dawson, I'm delighted to tell you that we have refused your application for planning permission. Yes. What's that? Oh, I can. I said it was a delightful plan, and it is. It's just a topper, traditionally built in granite and slate. Oh, God, aye, it's a topper. Oh, aye. But you see, the thing is that the local plan says that all extensions and alterations have to be in keeping with the dominant architectural theme of the area. And since Keppelston went up, that is modern and monstrous. But you'll be delighted to know, Mr. Dawson, that when you do get your letter, I've kindly given you a wee diagram of the kind of thing we would approve.